Today's program has been brought to you by Cane Vineyard and Winery, a Napa Valley winery committed to respecting the soil and dedicated to the creation of three Cabernet blends. For more information, visit cane5.com.
In the wake of the government shutdown, the Hobble government will continue to do its best to keep us healthy and fed. The FDA will have to furlough 45% of its employees. There will still be people to deal with product inspections, looking over imported food goods, and administering recalls. But all non-essential activities, like establishment inspections and laboratory research, will be suspended. Meat inspection, which is done by the Agriculture Department, will continue. The country's most needy will need to tiptoe around which food assistance programs will still be available. School lunches and breakfast will remain intact, but the WIC program that provides supplemental vouchers for women, infants, and children could shut down. WIC not only provides extra food, but also healthcare referrals and nutritional education to pregnant women and mothers with children under five. The SNAP food stamp program will continue, even though the House just voted to slash its budget by $40 billion over the next 10 years. For the majority of the country, the government shutdown will just mean delayed paperwork for permits or closed national parks. But for those who depend on the government's assistance to give their children nutritious food, the situation is a lot more dire. Stay tuned as we cover this important issue. For Heritage Radio Network, I'm Meredith Hodnott.